What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring. You're gonna get bored of my baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to for the 2-minute grill. Than Roman Anthony. So your back feels better?
Yeah, feeling good today. Woke up in a better spot. Be ready to go.
Were you worried at all yesterday because it just sort of came out of the blue? And anytime you deal with back stuff, it's sort of dicey. But did you feel like it was going to be not a big deal?
Yeah, I think anytime something like that just kind of pops up on you, you know, real quick after, you know, going through a whole day of feeling normal. I think, you know, the flags sort of raise a little bit, but for me, you know, just getting with the trainer shortly after and the staff we have and making the decision to just be cautious, you know, felt really good about it, you know, shortly after. And as we worked on it throughout the night, it just continued to feel better and better.
And you had never had anything like that?
No, ever.
But you're only 21. I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Wait. You'll have it plenty of times.
Yeah.
But there is a question I want to ask. Sort of, I remembered a moment in this Red Sox dugout that I had 17 years ago, whatever it was, 2007, Dustin Pedroia's rookie year, and he just looked out and he said, he turned to Cora, who was playing with him, and he said, "Is it like this everywhere?" And Cora's like, "No." So you're going through this, right? A lot of guys play for a long time and don't get experience at Fenway Park when it counts.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you?
It's been unbelievable. You know, it's just amazing. You look at last night and I'm inside and I'm in the training room and I'm listening to the broadcast, which I don't really get to listen to because I'm usually playing. And, you know, they just say, "Hey, it's a sold out night. There's, you know, 37,000.
Paid, by the way. Paid.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you hear that on you know, on a Monday night and you're just like, you know, this is unbelievable. There's nowhere else like this. It's true. Like you get this, we get to play 6 games in a row here, and then you go on the road and sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, what? You come out to the stretch line at, you know, 20 minutes before the national anthem and, you know, there's 10,000 people there and you're like, oh boy, this is a whole lot different than where we were last night. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's amazing to play here, and I'm just lucky to play here. You know, you don't get that in other places, and you certainly don't get that on you know, a Monday night, regardless if who you're playing. So that's what's so special about this place, and you know, we're playing good baseball. We're keeping the fans in it, and you know, they show up regardless. So got to give all the credit to them.
The last thing is, I think you had said to me before that, like, you just, when you go home, you just want to come back. Like, you just want the next day to already be here. Congratulations on having a job like that. But, like, is that, that must be, even since we talked maybe a month or so ago, but that must be amped up even more, right?
Yeah, it's continued to get better and better. And you know, I felt like that on night one when I made my debut, you know. But yeah, it's like you play these games and there's so much energy here and all the stuff that goes on and the fans and, you know, the way that they stay into the game for every pitch throughout 9 innings. It's special, and you feel that, and then the game ends and you wind down and you're like, wow, can we go back out?
It's the game at 7 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just amazing. And then you talk about Sunday, we play at 11 a.m. You know, I feel like in a lot of ballparks, you know, 11 a.m. game, you'd kind of question what what's the crowd going to look like? Mm-hmm. And boom, we're sold out. And it's like, holy cow, this is insane. And, you know, credit to our team, to our staff. I think we're doing a great job right now of really keeping them in it and you know, embracing these fans and embracing how much they show up every night and the passion they have for the Red Sox and for this community. And we try to give that back to them by going out every night and giving all we got every single night. And we're doing a great job of that right now. So we just got to keep it going and keep that main goal the main goal.
Congratulations on your success and your youth.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.